The wheat breeding program at Kansas State University is about more than just developing new wheat varieties for Kansas. While the release of superior varieties is an end goal of the program, many other aspects benefit Kansas farmers. K-State has two wheat breeders. Dr. Alan Fritz runs the Manhattan program and develops hard red winter wheat varieties for eastern and central Kansas. And Dr. Gulrong Zhang runs the Hayes program and develops hard red winter and hard white varieties for central and western Kansas. The programs are funded by Kansas State University, Kansas Wheat Commission, and Kansas Wheat Alliance. The funding from wheat farmers is used for operation of the program, including staff time to plant and harvest in excess of 20,000 yield plots per year, equipment purchases and upkeep, and travel to plots across the state. The program employs graduate students and postdoctoral research assistants who graduate and go on to work in other public and private breeding programs. These breeders will in turn shape the future of the wheat industry, but their roots will be firmly planted in their training in Kansas. Development of a new wheat variety is a long-term process. It takes about 12 years from the initial greenhouse cross until that new variety is available to farmers. With new technologies available, that development time is decreasing. These new technologies include high-throughput phenotyping, genomic selection, doubled haploids, speed breeding, and DNA markers. Dr. Fritz says we're really on the front edge of implementing these things and putting them into the breeding program and learning how to harness their power. With the recent completion of the sequence of the wheat genome, the industry is on the forefront of additional technological advances. The wheat genome sequence allows researchers to have a tool to guide them while experimenting with valuable traits for Kansas wheat farmers at a more rapid pace. Because of the continued long-term investment in the program, breeders are able to work on projects that won't provide a return on investment in the short term. One of these allows them to bring in the diversity of wild relatives of wheat. Fritz says the genetic diversity that we're bringing in will benefit all of the wheat community. With these benefits, it makes sense that the K-State breeding program only releases varieties that offer an improvement over the other varieties in the marketplace. Fritz says their release philosophy has always been relatively conservative. They don't release a wheat just so farmers will have another choice to sort through. He says, in general, we've really tried to make sure that when we bring something forward through the Kansas Wheat Alliance, it is what we think is a really good fit for production and has real value on acres. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.